Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the very outset of this sermon, allow me, as a member of the parish family of St. George's, to express my appreciation to the rector for his invitation to preach at this year's Easter Vigil. This holy night provides an opportunity for us to focus our attention on the core elements of our lifelong journey of faith. I have asked that this sermon be placed at the very outset of this evening's liturgy. Often the sermon comes after the readings, and we are invited to reflect on what we have heard. But tonight is different from other nights. Tonight, as God's people, we are on the edge of our seats, filled with a sense of anticipation. We are waiting for the outburst of Easter joy which heralds the dawn of a new day. But first, there are the signs and symbols of this service which, if left unheeded, may pass by you in a flash. Therefore, I have asked for the sermon to be placed here so that together we may be able to value and appreciate the treasure of the message of faith which this night offers to us. Let us begin by recognizing that our experience of the Easter Vigil is deeply rooted in our biblical story. We must look back to the book of Exodus to acknowledge the moment when God's people anticipated that they would be led from the bondage of slavery and experience the blessing of redemption and freedom. They hid in their homes. Their doors were smeared with the blood of a lamb which had been sacrificed and which they ate in a manner which God had instructed them to follow. It was the night of the Passover. In the words of the book of Exodus, quote, "This was a night of vigil as the Lord waited to bring them out of Egypt." It is the Lord's night. All Israelites keep their vigil generation after generation. You will have noted already, no doubt, that over the last few days, the services offered on Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday have not concluded with a blessing. The story of these days flows together and is filled with signs and symbols of faith that give these days of worship a richness and a meaning unparalleled in the rest of the year. This is, and this has been, a truly holy week. When the Paschal candle is lit and brought into the darkened sanctuary, I invite you to not only sense the way in which the light of Christ breaks through the darkness of the moment and the space, but also to remember the way in which the pillar of light gave direction to the people of Israel as they followed that beacon of light when they fled Egypt. They escaped through the Red Sea and sought to claim freedom as they made their way to the Promised Land. Listen well tonight, because you will hear that story and be reminded of how the signs and symbols of our story of faith is contained in the scriptures and the words of our worship meld together. Listen to the readings as you hear the psalmist provide a setting which is familiar to us as we stand at the foot of the cross. The psalmist writes, "I will say to the God of my strength, why have you forgotten me? All day long they mock me and say to me, where is your God?" Remember how Jesus was taunted as he suffered on the cross. Once again, the moments meld together as we experience them within the context of this service. Only 6 readings from Scripture have been chosen for this evening's service. The full liturgy contains almost 24. Take time to read them. You will be reminded of the ongoing story of God's caring love and that it is a reality which God's people experience time and time again through the generations. Here at St. George's Forest Hill in the year of our Lord, 2021, we have the added value of years and generations of faithful followers of Jesus who have been able to reflect on the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Ours is an experience which stands in contrast to Jesus' disciples, who, when they had witnessed Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, did not fully grasp the connection between the words of the scriptures they knew well and the actions of Jesus. But as we hear in the Gospel of St. John, after Jesus had been glorified, they remembered that this had been written about him and that this had happened to him. What do we do with the words of Scripture once we have witnessed the ministry of Jesus, experienced the gospel message, and claimed our relationship with our risen Lord as the foundation upon which we develop our own personal faith journey? Tonight's service provides us with the opportunity to follow in an ancient tradition of the Church. We will be reminded, in the words of a hymn of the Church whose origins are lost in the mists of time, "This is our Passover feast, when Christ the true Lamb is slain, whose blood consecrates the homes of all believers. This is the night when first you saved our forebears, you freed the people of Israel from their slavery and led them dry shod through the sea. This is the night when Christians everywhere, washed clean of sin and free from all defilement, are restored to grace and grow together in holiness. This is the night when Jesus Christ broke the chains of death and rose triumphant from the grave." Our response this evening, as we are reminded of the foundational stories of our faith, is to renew our own baptismal covenant. Although we will not witness a baptism or personally be sprinkled by water blessed at the font this year, the renewal of our baptismal covenant is made in the quiet of our own hearts and souls before God. We will recognize once again that our ability to live up to the promises we make, the recommitment that we offer, can only be done in partnership with God. That is why, when asked to make our commitments, we may honestly respond, "I will, with God's help." Years ago, individuals prepared for this night throughout the 40 days of the season of Lent. The Easter Vigil was a lengthy service which allowed them to hear the stories from Scripture, to experience the blessing of baptism, and then to be welcomed into the holy mysteries of the sacrament of the Holy Communion. The experience of the Last Supper brings us back to the story we will hear from Exodus. Yet there is something different. This is our Passover story. The Lamb whose blood is shed for us is the one who breaks bread, blesses a cup, and commands us to love one another as he has loved us. As we move into tonight's service, I invite you to listen well and witness the outward and visible signs and words of worship being offered with unique sincerity during these challenging days. I invite you to respond to the opportunity to renew your own baptismal vows, and then to prepare yourself for that moment when we will all, once again, be able to gather at the table of our Lord to share in the Eucharistic feast. May the worship experience of this Easter vigil, be a blessing for us all. Amen.